So what exactly is a smart city?
Well, it can be all kinds of different things, but there are two basic ideas. One is that the city uses technology to improve the quality of life of the local residents so that they can live more slowly and with less stress. And the second one is that the city itself reacts to problems, rather like a living person would.
Can you give me some examples?
Yes, London is a good example. They have a system where they monitor cars driving into the centre and automatically charge the driver for the time the car spends there. So it cuts down traffic congestion and pollution, but it also means the driver doesn't have to stop and buy a ticket or look for money. So it saves time too. And to use the public transport system, you just need a single card and you can go everywhere with it. So you don't need to spend time queuing for tickets. Or in Dublin, in Ireland, they have a system which monitors traffic congestion so drivers can avoid streets with traffic jams. And it also tells drivers where they can find a free parking space. Apparently, 30% of traffic congestion in most cities is caused by people looking for parking spaces. So that's a huge saving in time and money.
So the main point of smart cities is to improve the environment?
Yes, but it can take many different forms. It's not just about traffic congestion. For example, there's a new city in the UAE called Masdar. It's in the middle of the desert and the whole city is powered by solar panels and public transport is electric. So it's a 100% sustainable city. It uses zero energy and there's no air pollution. Or there's another new city in Korea called Sondo, which is planned around a central park. So from all the residential areas, there's a 15-minute walk across the park to get to work. And people can also use the park in their lunch break. I read a report recently that said that green spaces in cities really improve people's mental health. So the park sounds like a great idea.
So it's not just about the environment, it's about urban development in general.
Yes, exactly.
And do you think this is how cities will be in the future?
Oh, I'm quite sure of it. The technology is there already. We're all connected now on the internet, so the next step is to connect the people with the city. And it's already happening very quickly.